You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, righteous boldness. Let's take a look at Proverbs 28 and 1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. So here we can see the wicked flee, the wicked run, when they're not even being chased, when no one is after them. But the righteous are bold as a lion. The righteous are not running as the wicked do. The righteous stand firm in what they believe. The righteous continue in the assignment at hand. The righteous are not fearful of man. But it is the wicked that even though they come across as being bold, within they're really fearful because they know the things that they have done, the wickedness, all of the work they have contributed to trying to hinder progress, the things that they've put their hands to do, that they know the time is coming where they have to face God for what they've done. So the wicked flee, the wicked run, but nobody's after them. But it is the righteous that are bold as a lion, standing firm in what they believe. In the book of Nehemiah chapter 6, Nehemiah is doing what he's been given to do. So he's working on building his wall. Nehemiah is approached by this man to tell him, meet him at the house of God and to shut the doors because he was going to be slayed. And so Nehemiah is like, you know, what kind of man am I? What do I look like doing that? I'm not doing that. And Nehemiah perceived that this man telling him this was not sent by God, that it was actually Tobias and Sanballat that sent him because the goal was to instill fear. To have Nehemiah in a place where he was fearful. So if Nehemiah would have allowed fear to set in and he did what was told to him or what was recommended or suggested to him to shut the doors of the temple in a place of fear that someone would slay him, then Nehemiah would not have continued to go forward in what it is that he was doing. This would have caused delay. It would have been a hindrance. But Nehemiah stayed in a place of prayer to God, so he perceived this was not God that sent this man to tell him this. This was all about fear, and who was behind it was Tobias and Sanballat. So this is one example of how having righteous boldness, making it clear that you're going to continue in what it is you came to do, and you're not going to come into agreement with what you know is not of God. Then in the book of Acts, Peter and John, this man has been healed and the people have witnessed this great miracle and the Sanhedrins have a problem with it. They see for themselves the miracle that had been done. But now they want to instill fear in Peter and John, tell them that they are to no longer speak the name of Jesus or teach in the name of Jesus. Because since they witnessed this man being healed, they didn't want this to grow or go any further than what it already did. So they begin to communicate these threats. But Peter and John are like, listen, I'm going to say what I see and what I hear. I'm not going to lie about it. I'm going to say what needs to be said and continue what I came to do and what I'm here to do. So as the Sanhedrins continue to communicate these threats, they saw nothing worked. But because the people were great in number, God was being glorified and it was more of them growing steadily. The Sanhedrins had to fall back on these threats because they couldn't punish Peter and John for doing this work. Peter and John were not falling subject to the fear they were trying to instill in them because Peter and John had righteous boldness. They were bold in what they were speaking. They were bold in doing the work and not letting fear be a part of the equation. And then if we take a look at Matthew 27, as Jesus is questioned, is he the king of the Jews? Jesus, you know, his response is, thou sayest. In other words, you said it, not me. Then they keep coming with these questions and these accusations, and he decides he's not going to answer because the answer is within the question of these accusations that they're coming to him with. And as he's going along towards fulfilling purpose, and the more intense things were getting, and the more pain that he was enduring, going towards purpose, being crucified on the cross, Jesus had righteous boldness in not letting what's coming out of the mouth of man, the accusations, trying to get to twist his words, trying to get him to say things, trying to apply that pressure. Jesus had righteous boldness knowing when to speak, knowing what was needed to say, the time that was needed to say nothing, yet keeping himself focused on the journey and the path of his purpose. And here's my moment of transparency. I know what it's like for those that come with false accusations, for those that come with things that try to instill fear and to continue to make the conscious decision to continue to do what it is that God has put inside of me to do, understanding the assignment and continue to move forward in it, not allowing fear to be a part of my equation, not allowing fear to keep me from doing the things that God has given me to do. I know what it's like to be faced with those who speak in untruth, to try to hinder the work. As I continue in a place in prayer, God keeps me on this journey and reveals the things that need to be revealed for the areas where the enemy is using who he chooses to use and who allows him to use them to speak certain things so that certain decisions could be made, just like with Nehemiah, to hinder the process. When it comes to those that work hard to hinder and use a tactic of fear, I understand the reason why. There's a work that has to be done. There's an assignment at hand that has to be completed. And so those things that come to try to pull focus, those things that come to try to instill fear, to keep one from going in the right direction and doing what it is that you are here to do, those things only work if you entertain it. Those things only work if you're led by emotions. Those things only work if you choose not to be in a place of prayer and seek God. So I encourage you, when it comes to righteous boldness, I encourage you that whatever it is that God has given you to do, to continue in that thing, continue to be outspoken, to continue to be confident in what he's given you to do, continue to be confident in speaking what he's given you to speak, in teaching what he's given you to teach, and continuing on your journey going towards purpose, to fulfill that purpose and not be distracted, not be delayed, not be hindered, and not to entertain the things that only are there to instill fear. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, I ask you that those that are in this place or finding themselves in the moment having to deal with things that are trying to pull them in a direction, Lord, that is not of you. Those things, God, that are trying to be a hindrance, those things, God, that are trying to instill fear to keep them from doing the work that you've given them to do. Those things, God, that are trying to apply that pressure to get them to quit. The power that worketh through them, Father, to lead people to Christ. That, Father, now they will begin to see, Lord, fear is not to be a part of the equation, but they are to continue in what you've given them to do and do it with righteous boldness. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed. Thank you for joining me on deck in the triage room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the triage room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed. One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.